Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to Lantern. On the continuation of Lantern, we have an interesting story. I invite you to listen to it. A dying old man said to his doctor while on the sickbed, "Doctor, don't worry. I know I'm going to die. I didn't want to come here, but they brought me here. Please don't worry about me. Look at my hair. They are gone. I'm so old, but you're so young. I have learned a lot from life. If you don't mind, I will tell you some of them before I die. When I wanted to enter the university, I wanted to study zoology. But everyone said I should study engineering, that I will be a great engineer. So I listened to them. I had no one to pay my fees. I had to work and also pay my fees. In my third year, I couldn't cope with my studies. I had to drop. At 40, I got a huge contract. My name was in the news. The next day, all my friends and families were at my house. Everyone had a serious problem. Within 1 week, I spent all the money on them with the promise that they will pay back. I could not complete the contract because they refused to return the money as promised. So I was sent to jail for 6 years. I stayed in jail and I came out. When I came out, they were nowhere. There was one mistake I made through all this time. Now it's clear to me. I refused to listen to myself. I ignored my own self and listened to others. Now that I'm here, the only person that is with me is myself. You see, it's very wise to seek advice from others, but it's very dangerous to ignore your own self. The only person that can overrule yourself is Allah, after Allah listened to yourself next. I know it may not make sense to you now, but always remember, I told you, learn to listen to yourself. That was our today's story, now the continuation of it.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astin. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with why some people may want to misuse us or benefit from our help for the unfavorable or unwelcome purposes. It has happened to all of us. I mean, I'm sure that everybody has experienced it, that some people may approach you and may say that they are in dire need of your help, but the minute you help them, you find that the earlier plans or the aims were not anything that you would agree with in the beginning. You might wish to receive the approval of everybody. This is utterly impossible. Please note carefully that great people in the world, great people in the world, like, for example, the divine prophets, okay, or, for example, very great, figures in the, even in the world of knowledge and the scholarship, you should know that as soon as they wanted to accomplish the projects and that they wanted to carry out whatever they noticed to be necessary for their own community, race, they received some oppositions. Imagine the case of the prophet Abraham. All Abrahamic faiths, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, if not other religions, know that the prophet Abraham was an icon, an iconic personality of monotheism, and monotheistic belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what the Prophet Abraham did in his own community, in his home community in present-day Iraq, was inviting everybody to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to worship idols. This is, of course, a great doctrinal achievement. Yet you find that there were some people, even among his close relatives, who opposed him, who opposed Abraham in his decisions. Yet you find that based on Quranic assertions, you find that the Prophet Abraham was so resolute that he never cared about receiving the approval of this or that person at the cost of receiving the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's important in this regard is that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be happy with what we do, no matter what other people might say. Because, I mean, some people may like something right now, and after a few minutes, they may not like it. Please note carefully that, for example, imagine, for example, you have a teenager child at home. Okay, your teenager child, okay, right now, he or she may like ice cream. Okay, having an ice cream after just a few minutes, if you ask him that, him or her, that if he needs, for example, another ice cream, he may reject it. He may reject the offer. He's the same person. Okay, before, for example, half an hour ago, he used to insist on having an ice cream, and now he rejects it. I mean, now he says that he doesn't like it.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
People are like this, okay? You can't receive the approval and appreciation of everybody. This is utterly impossible in the world. Utterly impossible. At the same time, you find that this is, so long as this is impossible, you have to work. You have to work with your intellect, with your power of deciding of on everything, in the proper way. Another reason is that you may let certain people to make misuse of your capacities, your energy, or your capabilities. In this regard, you should stand firm in your position, okay? If you know that something is wrong, okay, and you know that, okay, doing such a thing is wrong, or, for example, showing the slightest compromise, I mean, in a certain project will bring about very unfavorable consequences, don't think that, okay, this is my relative, this is my father, this is my cousin, and so on. Okay, stand firm in your position. Okay, and never show any compromise in this regard. Another reason may be that you may not want to show off your passions, your sensations, or your sentiments. Some people may object to your doing so because they may say that, okay, since you've got a very high social position, okay, you shouldn't behave in this way. You should be very firm. You should be very stiff, and so on. While you find that, I mean, our sensations and our senses and our sentimental reactions are parts of our, I mean, they make parts of our capabilities, and they make parts of our behavior. So there's no reason, for example, not to show your anger, or not to show your wrath, or not to show your happiness, and so on. Another reason may be that, okay, you may find that you've become the victim of very treacherous people. This is, of course, true. Some treacherous people may approach you because they know that you are a capable person. Well, if you are experienced enough, you understand that, I mean, such people are treacherous and they cannot be relied upon. But if, for example, you are not that much experienced, then they may work on you and make you, I mean, compromise with their own, with their projects or with their aims. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'in.